The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.
The thoughts and opinions of this program are strictly those of the host and the guests, not necessarily shared by anyone in the universe, let alone shared by the host and the guest.
Dimension, a measurable extent of some kind, such as length, breadth, depth, or height, an aspect or feature of a situation, problem, or thing. Space, a continuous area or expanse which is free, available, or unoccupied. The dimensions of height, depth, and width within which all things exist and move. Infinity, the state or quality of being infinite. A number greater than the assignable quantity or countable number. Light, the natural agent that stimulates sight and makes things visible. An expression in someone's eyes indicating a particular emotion or mood. Provide with light or lighting. Illuminate. Make something start burning. Ignite. Dark, with little or no light. Of a color or object not reflecting much light, approaching black in shade. The absence of light in a place. A dark color or shade, especially in a painting. Science, the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Superstition, excessively credulous belief in and reverence for supernatural beings. A widely held but unjustified belief in supernatural causation leading to certain consequences of an action or event or a practice based on such a belief. Fear, an unpleasant emotion by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. Knowledge, facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject, awareness or familiarity gained by experience of a fact or situation. Dimension, a measurable extent of some kind, such as length, breadth, depth, or height, an aspect or feature of a situation, problem, or thing. Imagination, the faculty or action of forming new ideas or images or concepts of external objects not present to the senses. The ability of the mind to be creative and resourceful, the part of the mind that imagines things. A dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity, between light and dark, somewhere in the middle of science and superstition, lying between fear and knowledge. The dimension of imagination.
Welcome to the Daily Planet. I am your host, Jimmy Olsen, and we're going to look at some Thanksgiving facts today. And this is according to worldstrides.com. That's where I found the list. I'll, of course, put that link in the information section of the podcast as well. But thank you so much for listening. And I want to thank to my friends at Ingenuity Company. If you need a website, if you need app, they can help you with all of that at Ingenuity Company. So check it out, ingenuitycompany.com. Just do a Google search if you need to, Ingenuity Company, and then you should be able to run into my friends over there and say, you know what, this is what I'm looking for. Can you help me out? And they will, of course, get you set that up. So Ingenuity Company, they can help you with that. All right, so here we go. Getting into that list of facts for Thanksgiving. Hopefully you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. You can, of course, all the leftovers that you're going to have now. And what are the different things that you can do with those leftovers? You know, sandwiches, soups, many, many, many different things. But here we go. So these are 9 fun facts about Thanksgiving. If you've not thought about these will help you. Maybe you're going to be doing some trivia coming up and they could fall into that. So, you know, the first Thanksgiving, it was celebrated in 1621. It was a 3-day harvest festival. You know, we got Thanksgiving a day now. But, I mean, but then again, we do get usually the entire weekend, so it turns into a 4-day weekend. But it was a 3-day harvest festival, included 50 pilgrims, 90 Wampong Indians, and lasted 3 days. Believed by historians that only 5 women were present at that time. That's interesting. But yeah, a 3-day harvest festival, which you can say that we still kind of have that, except, you know, we have the Thanksgiving, we chow down on Thursday, and then we go shopping on Friday the next day. Now, we've heard about this many times, that turkey was not on the menu at the first Thanksgiving. Now, we've heard lobster, of course, because they were there right off the ocean, so very easy to get fish. But to other things that were on the list of the first Thanksgiving, venison, duck, goose, oysters, eel, and fish likely were served, and as I already mentioned, lobster, alongside pumpkins and cranberries, but of course not the pie or the sauce. They were actually having pumpkin and cranberries, but you know, that sounds kind of interesting. You know, we always hear about the Christmas goose. You know, well, what about the Thanksgiving goose? It doesn't always have to be turkey when you get together for the Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends. In fact, I just had a friend that what they did, they actually had ham instead. So they did a spiral ham. And then, of course, and then there was another friend of mine that they did kind of like a beef stew is what they had. I think they had some turkey too, but there you go. Just a few other ideas if you're thinking for something a little different for Thanksgiving. These are 9 fun facts that I am sharing with you from worldstrides.com on the Daily Planet. I am your host, Jimmy Olsen. And Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday October 3rd, 1863. Sarah Josepha Hale, the woman who wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb, convinced Lincoln to make Thanksgiving a national holiday after writing letters for 17 years. That is perseverance right there. Writing letters for 17 years, and then Abraham Lincoln finally proclaimed Thanksgiving to be a national holiday. U.S. presidents partnering turkeys is patchy. Harry Truman, often credited with being the first president to pardon a turkey, but that's not quite true. He was the first to receive a ceremonial turkey from the National Turkey Federation, and he had it for dinner. Wait a minute. I thought he was pardoning the turkey. Well, anyway, John F. Kennedy was the first to let a Thanksgiving turkey go, followed by Richard Nixon, who sent his turkey to a petting zoo. And then George H.W. Bush is the president who formalized the turkey pardoning tradition in 1989. I mean, we see that every year. They usually talk about that on the news. There are 4 towns in the United States named Turkey: in Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, and North Carolina. So you could be a turkey. These are just fun facts about Thanksgiving. Found them at worldstrides.com. This is the Daily Planet podcast. I am Jimmy Olsen, your host. The average number of calories consumed on Thanksgiving is 4,500. Yeah, 4,500 calories, which is probably why people like doing those turkey trots on Thanksgiving, because they can burn all those calories first thing in the morning and then go chow down. Butterball answers more than 100,000 turkey cooking questions via their Butterball Turkey Hotline each November and December. Also, the tradition on football on Thanksgiving began in 1876 with the game between Yale and Princeton. The first NFL games were played on Thanksgiving in 1920. And then more than 54 million Americans expected to travel during the Thanksgiving holiday, which is what they were saying, looking at, they're actually calling it up, but according to what I've been hearing on the news, we're pretty much back to pre-lockdown COVID traveling, and this was the first holiday this Thanksgiving to pretty much back to full bore when it came to traveling to see family and friends for a holiday. So there you go. Just a few facts about Thanksgiving. And again, thanks to worldstrides.com, which I'll be putting that link in so you can go check them out for yourself as well. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Planet. I'm your host, Jimmy Olsen. If you enjoyed this, be sure to share it on social media. You can also find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at My Buddy Jimmy, YouTube at MyBuddyJimmy101 or at MyBuddyJimmy.com. Also, be sure to give me a ranking, you know, rate this podcast as well, and I would appreciate that so much. Thank you for listening to The Daily Planet. I'm your host, Jimmy Olsen. Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon. Catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.